It is 7:03. I'm Sean Kelly McPherson, and calling to order the December 11th, 2024 meeting of the KPFT LSB. Mr. Secretary and or his able assistant, Ms. Young, will you call the roll?
Certainly. And by the way, we started at 7:03. Melissa Bowie. Melissa, say your name. Great, got
present.
It.
Melissa Bowie.
Excellent. We'll come back to it, but Lillian Kerr asked for an excused absence. Adriana Kasanev.
Present.
Rajat Chopra. I think we don't see Rajat yet. Joseph Davis. Don't see Joseph yet. Glenn Etienne.
Present.
Great. Hang on a minute. I'm trying to catch the name. Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Okay. Jerry Fowler.
Here.
Would you be kind to say here a little more clearly?
Did that not communicate?
There you go. Here. Great. Rhonda Garner.
Present.
Robert Gartner. Not here yet. Rob Lee.
Present.
Sandy Weinman. And I'll take up Sandy at the end. He is our interim general manager. Mike Lewis.
Mike Lewis is here. Can you hear me?
We sure can. Yes. Loud and clear. Anita Long. Anita?
I'm sorry. Here. I'm here. Thank you.
Great. Cheryl Lynn.
Here.
Marianne Martinez.
Present.
Great. Sean Kelly McPherson.
I am, in fact.
Otherwise known as Mac. Tori Mercer. Not yet. Rick Norris.
I will be here for the first hour.
Okie dokie. Thank you. Jane Scheid. Stuart Nance.
Yes, I'm here.
Great. Jane Scheidler.
Here.
Debbie Smith.
She said she would not be able to ask for an absence.
Okay. So we'll get to those at the end. Got it. Ron Stubers.
I'm here.
Michael Woodson. Don't see ya. Colby Wright.
Here.
Susan Young. That's me. Here. We have quorum, Mr. Chair and Mr. Secretary, and I believe that we have had two requests for excused absence. One of them is Lillian Kerr, and one of them is Debbie Smith.
What? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Susan. You were saying? Because I think there are more.
Who are we missing?
No, I think there were more.
Well, for excused absences, I've got Lillian. I've got Henry Faust and Debbie Smith.
Okay, Henry's old list, by the way, but I move approval of Lillian Kerr and Debbie Smith for excused absences.
And Rajat just joined.
I'm sorry. Madam Chair, we received something for David Britton.
And actually, he's on the old list, too. Both Henry Faust and David Britton should not have gotten the note.
Last thing before I call the agenda, did Mike Woodson say he was here? No. So
Mike Lewis is here.
Yeah, Mike Woodson sent a note that he would be late because he's on the air and he will join us later.
And great. Circle back around to Rajat, who has now joined us.
Rajat, say here and we'll count you. I don't see him though.
There, we see him.
Okay. Yes. Speak up, Rajat, and we'll count you present. Or not. I'm going to call the agenda. Read the agenda. We called this to order at 7:03. We've called the roll. Item number three, after I've read it, is called to approve the agenda. Then there will be announcements by the chair. They will be brief. They will not be 5 minutes. We will have introductions of the new and continuing LSB members. There's 20-something of us, so we're going to limit that to a maximum of 1 minute. Then staff recognition, we've allotted 5 minutes for that. We will set up the email election for officers for the coming year. We'll take nominations for chair, vice chair, secretary, and treasurer, and entertain a motion to authorize an email election of those officers. We have a hard stop every meeting at 8:00. It is for public comment. That is a period for members of the public to address the board. It is not a time for the board to address members of the public or to respond. We'll take that on it just depends on how many people are here and want to be heard. If you're not speaking, mute yourself, please. Once public comment is concluded, we'll resume the regular meeting. Interim general manager's report, 15 minutes. PNB representative's report, 15 minutes. LSB committee reports, we've allotted 5 minutes each. We'll take up any unfinished business. We've allotted 10 minutes for that. And take up any new business, to which we've also allotted 10 minutes. I have here, we will determine dates for the delegate meeting for the election of PNB directors, which is supposed to be in early January, and set the date of the next LSB meeting, which I believe we hold those on the second Wednesday of each month. And then I get through all that and I will so happily entertain a motion to adjourn. So are there any objections to the agenda as I've read it? Any objections or amendments? Yes, Susan. And you are muted. You did that so nicely because I asked, but
I was trying to be a better person. I'll just note that under management selection and review, the note is incorrect. Report on IGM evaluation will be in executive session at the end of this LSB meeting. It was held at the end of last LSB meeting.
Yeah.
And I will, address that in the MSRC report.
Okay. With that note, and I just didn't read that portion of the,
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
So with that, is there any objection or amendment, proposed amendment to the agenda as I have read it? Going once.
May I make one comment? Just to the effect that, if there is unfinished business, I see no list of what's unfinished. And well, as a newbie.
We won't know what's unfinished unless we don't finish it and have to come back to it.
Oh, I see. that's unfinished for this meeting.
Okay,
sorry.
All right. So any objections? Hearing none, the agenda will be approved. Announcements by the chair. This is the, the first meeting of the new, biennium, I guess, we've got some new members, joining us tonight. I welcome all of you. I look forward to talking and working with y'all. I have one request that you read, that you locate and read, Robert's Rules of Order. They are the thing that almost allows this thing to work relatively seamlessly if we follow the rules. There are various cheat sheets. Ask me. I'll send you the one that I started with back when I came on the board. I've been on other boards. Anyway, so yes, please locate and familiarize yourself with the, with Robert's Rules of Order. And with that, we have new members. And I'd love for them first to introduce themselves to us older timers, and then, us older timers can say hi back.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I just wanted to recognize that Tori Mercer has arrived, maybe says his name, and Sandy Weinman has arrived.
Okay. And did Razad ever speak up? Tori, are you
Hello.
Here?
Hello. I'm here.
Great.
Right below you.
Okay.
Still here.
And Razad is still on radio silence. So,
And Sandy.
I'm here back if you need me to. Oh, thanks. No,
we're good right now. So we've allotted 1 minute per speaker, and I'd like to start with calling on Melissa Bowie, if she'd like to just tell us for a second who she is and what she's about here.
Hello. Hi, guys. I am Melissa Bowie, and I am representing the third ward and fifth ward in Pearland. I started my humble beginnings in Texas around 2006. And, you know, I've just been trying to, Pearland was my area until I started branching out. And then when I found the third ward, I started jumping into everything else. I stumbled upon KPFT, I want to say, I want to say maybe 2014-ish. And I've been on and off, and it was like, the midnight hour music, weekends. And then I really fell in love when I started my business 2021. And then I just went on ahead and dive full and head in, because I love the community feeling that APSC exists.
Thank you, Ms. Bowie. I'm sorry. Exactly. We have a whole lot of people here, and we've allotted 1 minute. I'm sorry. The next new member, Rhonda Garner, you want to give us a minute?
Hi, everybody. My name is Rhonda Garner. Looking forward to on the local station board with you guys. I've served on the PNB. I've served on probably every committee from here to wherever. And I'm happy to be here. That's about it.
We're glad to have you. Ron Stubbers. Is it Stubbers or Stubbers?
It's Stubbers. It's spelled wrong, but it's Stubbers.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. Ron Stubbers, a longtime listener. Love KPFT just because it's like nowhere else on the dial. You can hear interesting things from all kinds of different people. So I really love that. And I thought it was maybe time to kind of step up and help out a little bit. So I'm very happy to be here on the LSB. I've got background in engineering and management. I've been on the board of several companies and, at the University of Houston and University of Idaho for, some of their College of Engineering folks. So I've got board experience, including on, for a public company. So I know the kind of rigor that goes into that. So I'm just really happy to be here and happy to help out. Thanks.
We're happy to have you. Mike Woodson is on the air. He has not yet joined us. Colby Wright, you want to give us a minute?
Howdy, y'all. My name's Colby. Born and raised Texan. I've lived in Houston area since 1990. I went to Texas Tech University to study marketing and advertising. I was the election supervisor for the pandemic era listener station board. That's when I found out about this whole thing. I just got done working on a congressional campaign that unfortunately didn't win, but we did move the needle the way we wanted to. Now I'm excited to help out with this station and see what I can do to help us get more listeners and more money.
Well, I wish you success in that endeavor. Let's go in alphabetical order. Adriana, do you want to give us a minute? Introduce yourself to the new members. And if she doesn't answer up, we'll move on to Rajat Chopra, who I think he's here, but we've not heard from him.
Yeah, I was just
trying
to get back home on time. But yeah, I'm Rajat, and I just started to help out with KPFT. I have been listening to KPFT for quite a while now, and I'm very happy and excited to be here. I have a background in business, also in computers and IT and some accounting. So I have just been looking to help out in some of those types of areas and other areas to help KPFT grow and stay organized and keep going forward.
Thank you. Glenn Etienne, you want to say hi? And nobody's required, okay?
It's
on the agenda, so I'm trying to work the agenda.
No, I guess this is my probably third or fourth meeting. But glad to be here. My background, is engineering as well. Been in energy all my, adult life and, professional career. And, most recently here, been very involved in with Harris County elections, as a training, elections training instructor. But I'm also very involved in the community and, looking forward to continue to work with, KPFT, in the community and get our name out there and, hopefully help us raise some money and raise awareness of what's going on, you know, in the community, for all of our citizens.
Thanks, Glenn. Before I call, Lyndon, Jerry, I think I somehow managed to, miss you earlier. You are,
yes, I think you did.
You are a new staff member.
Correct.
Introduce yourself.
Yes, I have been programming the perhaps ill-chosen name, the Church of the Infinite, in the middle of the night for closing on 4 years, and started listening to KPFT when I moved here to go to grad school at Rice in 1983, spent a couple of years renovating, refurbishing the garage apartment 419 Lovett in the rear, as my ex, mother-in-law used to describe it. That was, in fact, Lovett rear was the address. And tended the yard and became the dumpster boy for a couple of years, hence the moniker I've used on my program. I am a computer science PhD from Rice, who retired as a software engineer and data analyst a couple of years ago.
Okay, well, then you're smarter than the rest of us.
I introduced my PhD as a counterproof of your assertion.
Lyndon Foley.
Hi, thank you. I'm the current treasurer of the local station board, and I have a background in as a financial analyst, also in the energy business, natural gas pipelines, and I also had a stint importing and distributing beer here in Houston. And I hope to continue being the treasurer for KPFT. Thank you.
Thank you, Lyndon. Rhonda Garner, I apologize. I've tried to be all organized about this, and yet I just omitted you as well. You also are a new member, although you have some experience. You want to tell us about that for a minute?
Mac, you didn't omit me. I think I went second.
Well, then it's not Alzheimer's, it's half-timers.
Okay.
Robert Gartner, you here? You want to give us a minute?
Yes, I'm here. I've been involved with KPFT since its inception. And I've been served on the board for several years now. And it looks like I was given a new term or a new partial term, hope to be of some useful service. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob. Rob Lee. Rob? You're muted.
There we go. I've served on the board for a year, and I am struggling to try to be the secretary and trying to learn trial by fire. So thank you for your patience on that. My background is in investment management, both here and in Mexico, and I have worked for 3 years for a rather large nonprofit, and I've also served on several boards in the Houston area, and I have two areas that I kind of tried to specialize in. One is membership, and the other is fundraising. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Rob. Mike Lewis, most interesting man on Zoom. Or he was. Mike, I don't hear you. Anita Long.
Hi.
Hi.
Let's see. So, well, I'm a producer. I have a company that produces television commercials, but and various things for the community. But what I really have a passion for is doing documentaries. Usually it's around something that no one's ever talked about too much. And but I'm an educator as well, and have been on boards for pretty much my entire, since I was in my early 20s, and have been on the Legal Aid Society board for, I think it was 7 years. I tended to do long terms when I'm with nonprofits. Background in researching federal, state governmental grants and contracts. Fundraising, fund development is kind of a strong suit for me, but really I'm mostly concerned about, or have a strong interest in women and girls and equity.
Thank you, Anita. Mm-hmm. Cheryl Lynn, you want to share with us for a minute? It's not required.
I'm so sorry. I was not expecting that. I was thinking it was new folks. Though Rob went, so I don't know why I thought that. My apologies. I'm Cheryl. I've been here a year now, and I love Pacifica's mission statement. I've been involved in various forms since I moved to Houston in 1990, and but I've always avoided the board until last year. So I'm here. I'm in, and happy to be here. Looking forward to meeting all the new folks.
Thanks, Cheryl. Marianne Martinez, one of the hardest working members we got, or yet?
Well, thank you.
Well, my name is Mary Ann, and I've been on the KPFT board on the PMB as well, and associated with KPFT for many years, like about 20, 25 years. I am a team player, and I'm always willing to, help out my fellow board members. So, don't hold back if you feel like there's any way that I can help you or participate in something you're trying to do as we move forward and trying to help the station. Please let me know. Thank you.
Thank you. I guess I'm next. My mother named me Sean Kelly McPherson. I never did like the way she talked to me, so y'all are welcome to call me Mac. I am, as you can see, your current chair. This is my second term on the board. What else can I say? Been listening to the station since I was 12 years old. Right after it came back on the air after being bombed by KKK. And I said then, and I say now, any station worth being, worth bombing by the KKK is worth listening to. Tori Mercer.
Mute myself. View. Okay. View. Start video.
You've got me.
All right. I thought this was just for new folks, but, okay. Professional rabble rouser, troublemaker. I'm, just gonna try to use all my energy not to piss anybody off. But I've been hanging out at KPFT since the, late '70s. And so, it's been a long, strange trip. I used to hang out there a lot and, mostly just because all my friends were DJs and, was into the weird music and, it, KPFT formed my whole identity, the alternative music and the alternative, politics and news. And, I am a product of KPFT for better or worse.
Thanks, Tori. Rick Norris, is Nick with us? I don't remember. I didn't keep the roll, but I don't hear him. Jane, you want to share with us for a minute?
Hey, I got it, I think.
Oh, hey. You there?
Hi, everybody. Yeah, I'm Rick.
Hi, Rick.
I do the all-day music show with my partner, Freddie. We're on every Wednesday from 9 to 11. And both of us have been involved in the station since we were young men. And we're not young men anymore. And my life has been enriched this year quite a bit by being part of this. So you new folks, I welcome you. And hi to everybody else.
Well said. Thank you, Rick. Jane, are you with us?
Yeah. I'm right here. I don't have it with me at the moment. I have been involved with KPFT since somewhere around 1989. I've been a programmer, which was one of the most fun things I've ever done in life. And we broke some ground and opened new doors. And I'm more of a public affairs person than a musician. I mean, not to say that I don't like music, but I really appreciate the public affairs coach. And that's what I tried to do when I had no. And I'm very honored to continue to be involved.
And we're honored to have you. Mike Woodson is still on the air, I believe. So Susan.
Hi, I'm Susan Young, and I moved to Houston in 1984, and one of the reasons why I stayed here rather than trying to go someplace else was because of KPFT. I mean, I just loved the things that it had to offer. I got involved in the station at the start of before the Iraq War started, and I heard real news and real information on KPFT. I'll also say that I love a whole bunch of the music. Probably Nuri Nuri is my go-to guy. I'm retired. I have had careers in for-profit business, failing businesses, nonprofit business, and government. And so I have a lot of experience that I try to bring to this. I was on the very first LSB when it was first created for 6 years, and I just rejoined in 2022. I served on the PNB the first year, LSB chair the second year, and this year I'm on the national board and I chair it.
Thank you. All right. We will all get to know each other better as things go on. Item number six on the agenda is... Yes, Adriana. Oh, you're back with us. Yes. You want to talk? You have a minute, please.
It's okay. I think that I express better. I send an email to everybody. I hope that everybody receives it. Expressing myself better than what I do, you know, speaking. Obviously, I'm a member since a long time ago. I was during several years in the PNB. And I believe that this year is very, very important for Pacifica and for KPFD, because we are a really important alternative, and we need to be sure that we keep this open. Like I said before, you know that I'm not good at speaking, but I think that we can work together. I hope that we can work together. And like I said, if anybody needs anything, you can always call me and you can reach me and I can give you whatever information I have. That's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Moving on, item number six on your agenda is approval of the minutes for the November 20th, 2024 meeting. Those minutes, I broadcast them to the LSB, including the new members, a couple days ago. Does Secretary or anybody want to move them? Oh, I would note that the minutes can be amended at any time going forward. Everything's archived, and if there's an error, it can always be amended. So, is there a motion?
I move approval, Susan.
Is there any objection? And we have a second. Is there any objection to approval of the November 2024 minutes? Hearing none, the minutes are approved. We've allotted 5 minutes for staff recognition. This is for members of the staff. Anybody want to make any shout outs, call any kudos?
I'll do one.
Okay.
Just real short. I thought that the event, that was put on at the Cadillac Bar was a wonderful event. Sandy will give us more information, but I'll just say we probably had 75 people. The good news is they all were paid. We had fun. It was quite a community building event. And I believe that events like that are the real secret to helping to develop a KPFT community and really help us in our fundraising efforts. So Sandy and staff, I know everybody, Robin, everybody was involved. If I leave anybody out, I say staff broadly. Thank you. And it was a wonderful event and I look forward to more. Thank you.
I'm sorry I had to miss it. Are there any others, Susan?
Yeah, sorry, I forgot my hand. Everybody who's new will get tired of hearing the incredible thank yous to Howard Reynolds and Marlo Blue and Robin Lewis. We have the whole staff runs very lean, very thin, and they accomplish a great deal. And we can never thank them enough. And as well, you know, you all who are programmers, you know how hard you work and you know how much you get paid. Not much. So thank you all.
Yes. Any other shout outs? Rhonda, you have your hand up?
I do. I wanted to recognize Elise Bench. I don't know that she's a paid staffer, but I knew her from way back when, all the many years that I was involved, and it sounds like she's back. And she's just done a wonderful job in terms of supporting everybody there. From what I can tell, I heard her voice quite a lot on the radio, and she's just a very delightful and positive energy type person. And I'm glad to know that she's there and helping out.
Thank you. Thanks. Jerry?
I would just like to, since I have a new forum, I've attended several programmers meetings, where I thank Sandy for his work, and this seems like a good place to thank him again. I greatly appreciated his putting the station back, apparently, or his contribution to it, I will say. I should not give him full credit, but his contribution to making the station seem at this instant sort of viable.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I'm not sure, but I think that we may have missed Stuart Nance introducing him.
I just see that in the chat. And Stuart, I apologize. I was calling. Some of y'all may not know. With the new terms, people rotating on and off the board, the list got a little chopped up and a couple people got left off. So when I was reading alphabetically, I omitted to call. It's on me. I omitted to call Rock and Stu. Stu, we gave everybody a minute to say hi and introduce themselves.
Yeah, I typed it in the chat. People can read it. Thanks. Appreciate everybody. And shout out to Sandy, staff recognition. Appreciate all that you're doing to keep things moving forward. Thanks, Mac.
Amen. If there aren't any others, I don't see any hands. Let's move on to item number 8 is to set up an email election for officers taking nominations for the chair, vice chair, secretary, and treasurer. I guess, you know, because I have the chair, I'm going to start us off, and I'm going to make a nomination for the chair, and that is I nominate Ron Stubers, if he will accept.
I would, yeah. Thank you. Thanks, Matt.
Are there any other nominations for chair? Going once.
Mr. Chair, if I could just bring up that not only will we take nominations from the floor, but write-ins are also permitted. So when people receive their ballots, they can write in for any of the positions.
Yeah, I think that's explained on the ballot itself. Stuart, did you have your hand up?
Yeah. Mac, are you interested in serving again?
Not a lot.
Okay, well, I'm nominating you anyway. You can decline it, but.
I will accept. Are there any other nominations for chair? Hearing none. Any nominations for vice chair? Our present vice chair is Cheryl Lynn. Are there any nominations for vice chair? Lyndon, you have your hand up?
Yes, I'd like to nominate Cheryl if she would accept that nomination for vice chair.
Cheryl, do you accept the nomination?
Thanks. Yes, I will. Thanks, Linda.
Susan, you had your hand up.
I was going to nominate Cheryl. He beat me to it.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go.
Thank you, too.
Double dose of confidence. Are there any other nominations for vice chair? Hearing none, and understanding you can write in. Are there any nominations for secretary? Our current secretary is our esteemed Rob Lee. Are there any nominations for chair?
Secretary?
I'm sorry. See,
I think that's a Freudian slip.
This is why I nominated Ron, because I'm just tired and broke down. So are there any nominations for secretary?
I nominate Rob Lee if he he's game for it.
I accept.
Are there any other nominations, or is it just the broad-shouldered Rob Lee? I hear none. Rob, you might have a shot. Our current treasurer is Lyndon Foley. Wait, let me go back, because Rhonda, you look like you have your hand up. There's a little button on your Zoomer thing, too, that will let you raise your hand. I will see that. You're muted. You're muted, Rhonda.
I apologize. I didn't mean to have my hand up.
Oh, okay. For those of you who are not, have not by necessity become intimately acquainted with Zooming, there's a little button that allows you to raise your hand, and that pops up on the screen on the top where I'll see it rather than somebody waving down low in the bottom right hand corner and I won't see you. Okay. So
I'd like to point out that Melissa in chat has nominated Susan, and I suspect Susan will graciously let her know how crazy overwhelmingly busy she is.
Well, thank you very much, Cheryl, for bringing that to my attention. I had seen this in the chat and was trying to type and wasn't keeping up with it. Melissa, thank you very much for thinking of me. I'm very honored. I actually intend to run for the national board, and so I cannot serve as chair if I'm running for the national board. But thank you. I'm honored.
Are there any nominations then for chair? God, I did it again. Are there any nominations for treasurer? Or are we just going to do without Lyndon? One?
Lyndon?
Lyndon.
If you're willing to do it,
I nominate Lyndon.
Thank you. Thank you.
You
do. I'll continue to try to hold WBAI's feet to the fire.
There you go.
Well, then he just got my vote. All right. Are there any other nominations for treasurer? Hearing none. The chair will entertain a motion to authorize a secret ballot by email. Anyone care to make that motion?
I would move so. You want it expressed?
Yeah, you might want to flesh that out.
Yeah. I would move that we do a secret ballot by email for the four positions.
I think it would be necessary to choose or nominate tellers. We have long been ably assisted by Terry Goodman and Sarah Roos. They have performed impeccably as long as I've been here. Are there any other? Let me back this up. If we do that, Terry will request a written motion so that he knows what his duties are. So we will need to craft that. Now is the time we might want to do it, even if we refer back to previous motions. And I'm not trying to take over your motion. Susan?
So Mac, we need the specific language, and I'm going to have to look it up and I'm going to have to get back. So perhaps what we can do is to, you know, postpone consideration of this item until we have the language in hand and come back to it, and I'll read it. Okay. It needs to be read.
Okay. Yes, it does. All right. Unless somebody else has it handy. I don't see any hands. Maybe we can get that done, in unfinished business. Cross my fingers. We have roughly 12 minutes until our hard stop at 8 o'clock for public comment. Sandy, we've allotted 15 minutes. Do you think you can do your report in 12? And if not, we can always pick it up again afterwards.
Order now. Do it today.
Do it now.
Okay. I hope you all got a chance to peruse what I sent by email. I'm not sure the LSP address was up to speed. Susan, thank you for forwarding. And I'm hoping that Well, first, welcome to this year's LSB and to all the new people stepping up. I was very excited to hear some of the backgrounds, and I've already talked to one or two of you about coming in and participating directly, and I'm hoping we can keep building things out. We want to grow the station. We're going to have to raise a little more money, and to do that, we're going to need more help. So with certain items, I don't want to get too far off the track. Welcome. Let's focus on goodwill, outreach, and fundraising as much as possible this year. So we remain in really good shape, paying all the bills, and still have about 12, 14 weeks of running room in the bank, which is better than no running room at all by a good stretch. Our R&R cruise, our next community event, has been rescheduled for April 5 because of the cooler weather that set in on the Saturday that we were supposed to go. So we moved it back to the spring. At the end of this month or sometime this month, we're going to be paying our real estate taxes. And I want to thank Tori for at least sending me an email link to, I think it was Gene Wu's office, and I'm hoping to hook up with this Texas councilman and see if we can't start something to change the rules so we don't have to pay those taxes. It's about $18,500 for those of you keeping score. I also want to say thank you, a big thank you to Basil Simon, who's been working as our evening board op for many months now, I think over a year now, as I think of it. And he's leaving for air traffic control school. And I'm thrilled that he's, you know, making a move on a career, but we're going to hate to lose them. So Blue, who's been interning with us, is going to take his place as the evening board op starting at the beginning of the year, January 2nd. I want to thank Marlo for putting together the quarterly FCC report. It's all set to be filed. We're right on time, and we had lots of content. That's a task that has to be done. You got to know how to do it, and Marlo has been taking care of that, and so she did again. We're ordering new CD players, I think. If we can find them, it's a saga. It's going to cost us around $1,400, but there's no studio without a CD player that works. Unfortunately, the things seem rather disposable, such as that. In our life as doing broadcasts, these are 2.5 years old. Not that old by our standards, but when they're used every day, they get beat up. I want to thank Michael Woodson. I don't know if he's on the call yet. He's been hosting U-Talk, and we're going to change the name of that program starting at the beginning of the year. That's a TBD. There's a couple of ideas on the table. I want to thank David Collingsworth. I don't think he's on the call tonight, but indeed, Securus is active, and he's able to upload the prison show and similar content so that it's not heard by our listening audience. It's heard by our listening audience plus a whole lot more, in total a potential of 800,000 people. So pretty cool. Good work, David. More and more people are coming in to do their shows live. We are looking for board ops to help out with Zoom productions. So if you cannot be live, you can be live by Zoom. One way or another, you've got to be in the moment to make it stick when it comes to funding. And that would help. So we're trying to do as much transition there as possible. 2,754 households are members, according to Robin's report, which was appended to my report. Our CUME dropped to 67,900, and our market share dropped back too. We've been running at half power for about the last 6-7 weeks, and there seems no end in sight. They're working on the tower, and it kind of reminds me of any good I-10 construction project. When will it finish? So that hurt us as well as some really rotten internet problems, which seem to have been mitigated by replacing the modem at Caroline Street and replacing the wireless modem with a different type at the transmitter as well. Our studio to signal or studio to transmitter link is rather thin. Coming up is the new year, and with the new year, we have the Martin Luther King Day Parade, the St. Patrick's Day Parade, the Art Car Parade. All can be channeled through the Outreach Committee. If you want to volunteer and participate, please do. Our next event, as far as a listener thing, is going to be a brunch January 12th at Under the Volcano. There's still room for you. And we're starting a special campaign through Robin to offer tickets for that. Again, not at the pledge drive price that we were asking, but at a reduced price. So go ahead and hit Robin up if you want to go. There's room for you. That should be a lot of fun. We're going to have our 55th birthday next year, and we're working toward a March event. Details to follow, I hope. We've got people chasing people trying to line up the stars. Giving Tuesday brought in $2,188. We had a goal of $3,000, so we didn't quite make it on that one day. And so far, last I looked, we had $16,417 through the month, and there's still lots of time to go. Our goal for the month, I think, was $40,000. So we're not quite halfway there yet. Available cash, a little over $205,000, less some restricted funds that are in there. And don't forget, our taxes haven't been paid yet. And other end of the year fees, beginning of the year fees, are going to total somewhere around $25,000 coming out of the current balance. Bottom line, we're really cash stable. Month to month, month over month, we're pretty stable. But we're not able to grow unless we all get together. And as I said, specific help is needed with certain things that are really one person looking at it. It's not necessarily a group activity. And I've talked to a couple of people already. Those of you with marketing skills, those of you with marketing mostly, please do get in touch with me directly, gm@kpft.org, or my phone number, 713-449-2981, or through the station, extension 1. We have currently $25,218 a month coming in terms of sustaining bucks, which is great. It means that August fund drive this coming year will not be there. Our February goal will be slightly higher than the 150 we've been carrying. Not very much, though. No credit card debt. All the bills are paid pretty much for the month. So I'll take any questions you might have. And if we can't do it here, you could always contact me separately. Thank you.
We have just 3 minutes left till our hard stop, if anybody has any questions for Sandy. Cheryl?
I was just wondering if your compliments for David Collingsworth meant that he was able to get people to be able to call in their families at Thanksgiving. I apologize. I wasn't in town to hear what happened.
No, this is an initiative that David started a couple of years ago to get on a platform called Securus. This is not a broadcast platform. Rather, you upload digital files and they play them on what is something like an iPad that's available to all inmates. It's not a two-way dialogue and it's not live. So that's what I was congratulating him on. It does get the content out there to a lot of ears that would not otherwise be able to get it.
Okay. So, but the beauty of the prison show, a huge part of it is the families being able to call in. Can they do that on Securus? And were they to do that this Thanksgiving?
I can't answer about Thanksgiving, and no, they can't call in on Securus. Actually, Securus can be used as a phone, and the inmates can pay for the phone calls. I think you can only, I can't remember, you can only get calls coming in. Securus is a for-profit company.
Corey, you have your hand up? We have just 1 minute.
Yeah, so just a comment on that. If they have Securus and they're listening to the prison show, then they can hear their friends and family call in to the station. It's just time delayed by whatever few hours.
No, Toria, it's not it at all. Securus is a digital file. If the prison show were over and the file was rendered and you can download it or tag it with a RSS, it could be uploaded to Securus, but even uploading, there are rules for that.
I mean, so, isn't David planning on uploading the present show?
Uploads and you can do it only so often. It's not in the moment, but it does get the content out there.
My question was because there was a big argument back and forth between David and management on whether the station would be open so that they could run their normal Thanksgiving prison show. And I was just trying to figure out.
Actually, I think you're getting confused. It's not Thanksgiving. It was Christmas. And yeah, we got that settled. It's all good.
Well, but I asked what happened and I still don't know.
I don't want to get into personnel matters. Thank you, Cheryl.
All I was wondering was if the Christmas show was heard. Sorry. Thanks. The Thanksgiving.
It's not the Christmas show would not.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I thought it was for the Thanksgiving show that we were talking that he was asking about when he sent us the letter.
I don't think there was any issue with Thanksgiving. So
it may be some.
My mistake.
If I can confuse myself as the chair and the treasurer and the secretary, we can understand some confusion about holidays, which are confusing inherently. We have our hard stop. It is about 8 o'clock. And, as I indicated, pardon me for our new members, at the beginning of the meeting, the bylaws call for a 30-minute interval for public comment. That is the opportunity for members of the public to address the board. We do have some rules of etiquette, like you can't be calling names, can't be calling people out, can't be slandering folks. Be nice. People have been really good about adhering to that request. In the event that someone does not, I as the chair will give them a single warning. Repetition of that conduct, I will eject people because life is too short. We will allot 5 minutes per unique speaker. Let's say we have three people to talk. The first person will get 5 minutes. The next person will get 5 minutes. The next person will get 5 minutes. If there is no fourth person, this is just an example. If there's no fourth person, then those people who have already spoken may have another opportunity to address the board again in increments of 5 minutes. That way we try to reserve time for someone who may later who later wants to address the board, and we don't suck up all the oxygen with a single speaker. So with that, are there any members of the public here present who wish to address the board? And I'll bet that 1438 is Nancy. Please go ahead.
Okay. Can you hear me?
You have 5 minutes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, you have 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. It's now 8:02. So you went into public comment time, Sean. All right. Let me start my timer. The December 31st is coming up, and that's the deadline for nominating your PMB directors. Please take note, all of you, and welcome. And I thank you all for signing up for this very important work for our station. Governance is very important. And I'd like to say to the new people who may not know, and maybe some of the old ones, former ones don't know, the bylaws is located at pacifica.org. And you click on about, and then you click on the bylaws. And for the calendar of events of all Pacifica meetings, you go to kpftx.org, and you will see your meetings and how you can join if you want, and what meetings are going on. The PNB meetings are very interesting. The National Finance Committee meets usually twice a month on Tuesday nights. The PNB meetings are usually on Thursday nights. Please read the bylaws. Don't wait until an emergency comes and then you have go digging in the bylaws. That's the way I usually learn. And you can remember things well when that happens. But November 19th, the PNB Governance Committee met, and they passed a motion which is in violation of the bylaws. The bylaw is Article 7. Everything in Article 7 is about the local station boards and Section 10. And it says, I'll cut to the chase, quote, I don't have it ready. I'm sorry. Where's it? Here it is. Members affiliated with that radio station shall be eligible for appointment to a committee. And so the members of the our board, Teresa Allen, let's see, Tori Mercer, and Mac McPherson, thank you for serving on the National Governance Committee. But you forgot this very important bylaw. So the motion that was made to restrict members of LSB committees' governance, finance, or personnel to only LSB members, you removed the right of the station members to participate. And that was passed by the PNB on November 21st. That's an interesting meeting to listen to. Three motions were passed, and all three were in violation of our bylaws. Very interesting meeting, but hopefully this will be corrected. The second motion that was passed by the PNB on November 21st, you go to kpfdx.org to find this. The recording is there, and the agenda is there, and the motions are written. They passed a motion to put two directors into the Zoom waiting room, which prevented them from hearing and also from voting. And this is in violation of the bylaw. I think it's Article 6 about telephonic meetings, where all directors can hear, can propose or oppose or interpose and discuss concurrently with all. So if you've got two people in the Zoom waiting room, they cannot hear and they can't do anything. So that was done to two directors from BAI. The third motion that was passed on November 21st, it was a very strange motion to allow the LSB and the PNB to remove membership rights of a station member. And the second part was to allow the station manager to ban somebody or remove somebody from the station who's bad behavior or dangerous behavior. It's kind of like, who's making the decision? There's nothing like that in the bylaws about the removing or revoking a member's membership rights. And that would include voting rights too. There's nothing like that. The only thing you can do is you can have 2/3 of your LSB, that's 16 members, vote to remove an LSB member. Yes, that's there. And the PNB can remove somebody from the LSB or from their own. PNB means Pacifica National Board. That's 22 members. So, you know, I think we all better look at the bylaws. Some people don't like the bylaws, but, you know, we do need some rules here. And Pacifica is supposed to follow the bylaws first and Robert's Rules of Order. But when Robert's Rules of Order conflicts with the bylaws, the bylaw trumps Robert's Rules of Order. I think my time is up, or no? Yes? No? You're letting me go over?
No, you've got 5 seconds, so let's call it.
Oh, 5 seconds. Okay, back to you.
And are there any other members of the public present this evening who wish to address the LSB? W. Kirby Washington, you've raised your hand. Please, go ahead.
Hi, thanks a lot. I am, you've got my name. I guess the pertinent background I've got is that I studied radio TV in college and way back in the Paleozoic era when you needed one. I got the FCC radio telephone first class, and actually had a stint on a radio, a college radio jazz show all night long. But I did a lot of analog broadcast engineering, and then I went into the film industry with analog emulsion, and the world changed into digital while I was doing that. Film industry slowed down, and I've always been interested in, more interested in documentary work and journalism than movie scripted films. You know, they actually get boring after a couple years. So I'm at Pacifica. I've listened to the KPFK station for years. They had a really wonderful, they called the KPFK School of Broadcasting. It was really fantastic. And then in 2022, I got pulled in to help produce the latest labor show that we had on the air. And things are changing, so the labor show is no longer on the air, and so I've got a little bit of extra time. So I'm trying to introduce myself more to the network because we're in for it. Project 2025 has us in the target range and Agenda 47 or whatever. So they're going to come after public radio, and I believe that the right wing's going to come after our network. So I'm just getting a flavor of see what the stations are doing to prepare for that and how we can respond. And that's me. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. One other person raised their hand. Fire Tablet, is that Teresa? It doesn't matter. Fire Tablet, you raise your hand, you have 5 minutes.
Okay. Hi, how are you? This is Teresa Allen. I want to say thank you to all the people that I worked with on the board for this last term of 3 years. It was enjoyable, at times challenging, but it is very fulfilling to know that we have helped this community radio station make headway. I want to thank all those people who have worked with me on development and outreach, including several of the board members, especially people like Rick Norris and Tori Mercer, who stepped up and took leadership positions on projects. And like the Scaryoki, for example. Thank you, Rick. It's so helpful to know that someone is, like, you don't have to do it all yourself, that somebody will take one part of the task. And Scaryoki was enjoyable. It was a lot of fun. We had karaoke for people. We also had face painting, and I was passing out candy. What else? Oh, so when it comes to upcoming events, it's a tough choice to decide, is it worth our while? Hopefully we have a presence in the community. People know who we are. I think we might have to pick and choose, what events are worth our time. So that's always a consideration. And as always, I hope that whoever participates in a development project or an outreach project, I hope that they feel, that they enjoy the experience. It's a great way to get to know people a little bit better. Our volunteers are amazing people, and some of them have become very good friends. So, hopefully, those of you who are programmers, you'll spread the word. If you're a programmer, and there's an event that you feel would be a great forum for you to, make people aware of your show, we will help you with that, because we want our programmers to be known in the community as contributors to our community. So, if you would like to, for example, I'm looking for people. I think Michael Woodson has participated in Martin Luther King. Egberto Willis has, Kumi when he was a programmer. there are people that would like to participate in Martin Luther King, but they're participating with another event. If you are a KPFT programmer, I hope you will march in a parade and represent KPFT. I want to thank those people that work with me on the Pacifica National Board. This past year, I chaired the Pacifica Personnel Committee, and we have evaluated our executive director. We have produced several templates for documents that I hope some of the stations will utilize. And we had the assistance of a person who was very experienced in personnel professionally, and that's always a consideration, because when people start maligning staff, they actually can create a hostile work environment. We don't want board members or members going into public places and attacking staff. So we've been very fortunate. And also, on our personnel committee, we were able to maintain confidentiality, and that's also very important when it comes to personnel. I want to thank all of those people who have been interns, and thank Marlo and Sandy for setting up our interns. That's just really important. And those younger, not all our interns are young, but those people have really useful skill sets and are, of course, engaged with their peers in various age groups. And that's important for our station. I want to address two things that were said. There was three of them, but I think I've forgotten one of them. A previous person in public comment suggested that.
I'm sorry, Teresa.
I'll come back later.
If there's time, yes.
No problem. Thank you.
Are there any other? Bill Crozier, you have your hand up.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, minutes.
Okay. I want to thank everybody who ran for election this time. Congratulate them on being elected or reelected. I also want to thank all the continuing people on the LSB. It does take a commitment, and I really appreciate everybody's interest in getting involved or continuing to be involved. I want to suggest, sort of as Teresa was getting at, that to get involved in one or two committees at least. It's a lot easier way of actually discussing things with people than in these big LSB meetings. Most of the committees still meet by Zoom, so it's convenient. You don't have to worry about driving around all over the place. But also come to in-person events, whether it's a fundraiser or a town hall meeting or whatever. It's a good place to meet some of your fellow local station board members, as well as other members of KPFT. For those of you who don't know me, I've been on and off the LSB for about 15 or 20 years, sort of several terms with some gaps in between. And then several years ago, I just thought I wasn't going to run again, because we need some new blood and new ideas and new energy. And really appreciate that. I'm still involved as a volunteer, mostly in tech stuff, but get involved wherever I can. I was on the PNB also, as well as the LSB, for a number of years. And I even served as the interim executive director of Pacifica for almost a year as a volunteer. So if you have questions, let me know how I can help. I see that as my primary role, is just helping people help the station. KPFT is such a treasure, and the news, public affairs, music, the shows have so much content that, frankly, the other stations won't let you hear. And we're going to be needing that more than ever, I think, with the upcoming administration nationally, as well as here in Texas. And we need the independent voices and music that we hear on KPFT. So thank you all. And one other quick thing about just some of the, I'm not going to go into all the rules and bylaws and things, but my opinion, the two most important things you're going to be voting on all year, the number one thing is the director elections, the PNB director elections. You'll be electing one staff representative and three listener representatives. Every one of you votes on each of those positions in early January per our bylaws. And as Nancy said, you need to be nominated by the end of December. I suggest you nominate. You cannot nominate yourself, but you can nominate everybody else, and anybody who might possibly be interested should be nominated, because you can always decline. And also the second most important election is the one you're going to be having by email here, for officers for the local station board. And don't think that just because maybe only one person was nominated that you don't have to vote. We still have to get quorum for each individual election, president, I mean, chair, vice chair, all those. And if you don't get quorum, there's no election. And also you can write in people as Mac mentioned earlier too. So please do get your ballot and think about it, send it in. And, by whatever deadline, will be on the ballot. And thanks again for all that you've been doing and wanted to do. And KPFD is a great place. I'm done.
Thanks, Bill. Are there any other members of the public present who have not addressed the board who wish to? I'm looking for hands. I see none. So Nancy, you have up to another 5 minutes. But you got to start. Your 5 minutes is running. Actually, since she's not responding, we won't do that to her. Let's just say, Teresa.
All right. Thank
Hello.
You.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Nancy. Let her go ahead. Let her go ahead, Mr. McPherson.
You've got five
I'm
minutes.
Sorry.
You've got 4.5
okay.
minutes. Go.
Okay. You know, the prison show was telling people to send in a recording of their what they want to say to their loved ones incarcerated quickly so he can edit it and put it together and play it on Christmas Day. This has been a long custom, a long history to have people calling in on Christmas Day to the prison show and airing their shout outs live. And and David said, this is not our decision. This is management's decision, or I forgot. It's the way we're not happy with this, but please send it quickly. Cause I need time to edit all this and put it together. And I'm really disappointed that we cannot do this live. I'm really, really disappointed about this Christmas Day. And we used to do sometimes 3 hours on Christmas Day with Ray Hill and having shout outs. Now, some families of incarcerated people have the money to pay those expensive telephone bills, which are much more than the usual people's telephones. But a lot of people still cannot afford them. And I would like management to reconsider letting the prison show have live shout outs on Christmas Day or on the prison show day. This is just really very sad. I don't think Ray Hill would be happy about this. Recorded shout outs, you know, like they're done in several weeks ahead. Okay. The other thing I'd like to say is on the holiday Thanksgiving, WPFW and BAI, I think BAI, but anyway, I was listening to PFW. They did a 5-hour special. And the first 3 hours I listened to history. They call it the Day of Mourning. They don't call it Thanksgiving Day. The second 2 hours I was able to listen to and John Kane, who does the indigenous show for both the W's, WBAI and WPFW. And he said, I'm here, I'm live. And I want to be here. He said, and yes, I have things to do today. It's my daughter's birthday, but it's real important, that this history be given correctly. And, this is not a Thanksgiving Day for us. And, you know, I know KPFK does also, they do a special, and I haven't listened to the other station, but T, we're lacking. So I'm really happy that Michael Woodson invited Jacqueline Batiste on his Hugh Talk show so she could have a little bit more time to talk about it. And she did say, we call this day, morning, day of mourning. It's not Thanksgiving. Anyway, something that we can think about. And if we had a programming committee, like WPFW has, maybe we would have, something special instead of everybody taking off and pre-records, because, you know, it's like a family connection, radio, your radio station. And, some people may think, well, everybody's got to be with their own family and, you know, have just pre-recorded programming. But there are people who don't have a lot of big gathering, family gatherings, and would like to have their radio KPFT family. And I'm sure there are programmers who would like to do it live. Those that do not want to do a live show and they want to send a pre-record, that's their privilege. If we had a programming committee, we could have organized live shows for holiday time. That's a good chance for beginners to show their stuff. I would really consider, I want to talk about, what else? Oh, yes.
Well, I'm sorry, Nancy, but your time has expired. We have time enough for one more public speaker. And I'll come back and, well, Teresa?
Is there someone new who hasn't spoken?
Ms. Buey, you are a member. You're not a member of the public anymore. It's okay. go ahead, Teresa.
Okay. Someone who spoke earlier said something about I was serving. I have, and Tori and Mac McPherson served on the governance committee. And we had some things come through governance, and it was stated that we were voting directly in opposition to the bylaws. Well, that's just not true. That's a matter of opinion. One is that before we have recently taken action, if the national board or the local board wants to remove someone because of egregious behavior, for example, really foul language or abusing other people, bullying or harassing people on the board, or absconding with funds, or any number of other infractions, you can remove a person from the board. We had a board member one time that was violent toward another person, and we had 2/3 and removed them. National board has removed people. You can also suspend a person with a majority vote, and that means that they're still technically members, but there might be conditions like, we don't want you to attend meetings because you've made the meetings unbearable. So that's perfectly legitimate, and people have been suspended. I can think of two within the last 6 years prior to anything happening this year, okay? Because it should not be a pain to attend a board meeting. And I will be happy for you to talk to you about it. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to put my phone number in the chat. Okay, second issue was involving, committee membership. It does not say, it says you can participate on a committee, and we took an action stating that on three committees, two of them are specifically mentioned in the bylaws. One is the MSRC or Personnel Committee, and the other one is Finance. To be a voting member on those committees, since you're making very important decisions about finance and personnel, you can be on that committee, but just not vote if you're not a member of the board. To me, that makes sense. Same thing, we made a decision on governance. It does not make sense that a person that's not a member, not elected to our board, could vote on decisions and, you know, regarding how our boards conduct business. The board should be able to decide for themselves how they're going to conduct business. Like, for example, we're going to meet on Wednesday nights at 7 Central. it does not make sense for a whole bunch of people to come on governance and say, no, your meetings are going to be on Tuesdays at 9. So that is not against the bylaws for the Pacifica National Board to say that to be on a governance committee or finance or personnel and to be a voting member, that you must be a member of the board. Development and outreach encourages lots of people to attend the meetings. And, there are people that don't like to attend the meetings and they just want to attend the events. I want both the experiences, either being in the committee meetings or attending event, to be pleasant experiences. So, that's what we strive for. I want to thank again, Egberto Willis and Howard.
Thank you, Teresa. We have reached our hard stop. We had a hard beginning and now we have a hard stop. It is 8:30 and, I understand somebody thought that it was maybe we'd started a minute late or something, but somebody has to be the timekeeper and I'm going by my computer's clock. Next on the agenda, item number 10, the PNB representatives report. Susan, you want to start that off?
Yeah, I'll start it off, and also I've got the language that we need for the
resolution. And we'll come back to that during unfinished business.
Great, excellent. So I sent out a written report to everybody, and so you should already received it. I will make some brief mentions. One is, as people have said, one of the most important duties of the local station board is to elect 4 members of the national board. The national board is the entity that really makes the decisions, the hiring, the firing, the budget, the policies, all of that. The local station board representatives on the PNB are supposed to report back at each meeting. That's what I'm doing. I've had the pleasure of serving this last year with Teresa Allen, who just spoke, with Egberto Willis, who has termed out, he was the staff representative, both served the last 3 years, have been just amazing. Marianne Martinez and I still serve, and then there will be an election. I think one member of the public reminded us all that nominations are due no later than midnight, December 31. So let's make sure that we have, active people who are willing to serve. The Pacifica National Board met most recently on November 21 and December 5. And, things that I have put in the written report I sent you were, what some of the motions were that were passed, and also that there were budgets. There were couple of motions from governance, and you heard from several people in open comment, and you will see in email chatter that these are controversial. And so we are happy to be available to talk to you about them. Any of us who've been serving on the board, that's Egberto, Teresa, Marianne and I, would be happy to address our votes on these. They were in open session. Our next meeting is going to be December 19, which is next Thursday. The Pacifica National Board has met typically, or this last year, twice a month on first and third Thursday. We're going to meet again on December 19th, and then one time, the old board is going to meet one time more in January. We'll let you know what that date is. The important matter that is going to come up on the national board vote this coming week is what was brought up, or one of the things that's been brought up, is establishing a standard procedure for the LSB's roles in developing pools of candidates for general manager and for program director. At the moment, we have 5 interim general managers. Every station has an interim general manager. That means that general manager selections and reviews are going to have to come up soon. And what the motion talks about is having having the national executive director determine the job description for every general manager position and handle the postings, that they get posted nationally and with all of the stations and with national publications, and that all of the resumes that come in come to the HR email address for the entire foundation. Every person who is an employee of Pacifica is an employee of the foundation, not the individual station. And the person to whom they all report is the executive director. So there's, you know, I provided that information. Anyone who wishes to talk to Teresa, Egberto, Marianne, or me, I'm offering us all up to explain some of the things that I sent in this report, or any questions about what's coming up, please let us know.
Any questions for Susan? I see no hands. Is there another reporter? Is there another PNB representative to report, Susan?
Marianne is on the call. Marianne, do you have anything to add?
Sorry, I had to unmute. No, Susan, I think you took care of it all. Sounds good to me. Thank you.
Okay. If there are no questions, then I want to take a moment to recognize that Mike Woodson has joined us. I don't see him. I don't see his name. Yes, there he is, Mike Woodson.
I'm trying to raise my hand.
Everyone else had the had an opportunity to introduce themselves. Take a minute. Would you like a minute to introduce yourself to the board? Tell us what you're about.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes. A minute.
All right. So yeah, I'm Michael Woodson, and I've been with KPFT since 2002. Done the Living Arts Show. Now I'm doing Hugh Talk on weekday mornings. I was involved with the Finance Committee, the Management Selection Review Committee. Been at different ones, different committees. Been in different committees. Was on the PNB for 1 year. And I don't know what else do you want to know. I'm a happy fellow. I'm glad to be on the board.
We're happy to have you. Adriana, did you have a question about something having to do with the PNB director's report?
Yes, sir. And I don't know what happened, but I cannot raise my hand.
Okay.
I was listening to the last meeting of the PNB. And I saw a motion there that was passed by the, we said that the personnel committee, who's, I think that this Teresa is there and the some director from KPFT. But the motion, I believe that is trying to, I mean, there was the, this motion was in the agenda, but the motion on the agenda wasn't approved. Because some director from other station, not by KPFT director, didn't want to approve this motion without bringing it to the respect LSB for consideration first. I will send it to everybody, but I will ask our members and our KPFT LSB that we must direct our PNB reps.
Is there a question in there, Adriana? Is there a question?
That's why I want to know if Susan agree with this or not, that we... that we cannot strip the powers and duties of the LSB. Okay. The KPFT delegates were voted by the membership to represent them and cannot relinquish the right to select the finalists for GM and PD.
And Susan has raised her hand to try to answer your question.
Right. Okay. I said that to everybody because it's more clear than
yeah.
me talk.
Susan, Susan.
Yeah, and Adriana, let me address. You're absolutely right that this measure came out of the personnel committee and was on the agenda, but it was postponed and will come up at a future meeting. I forwarded the entire motion to everybody on the LSB in order to look at it. And this is the proposal is to have a standardized approach to the way that GM and PD searches are handled. There may be amendments proposed or whatever, but at this moment we have one GM search at one station that is totally blown up with the people who have their names in accusing each other in emails back and forth. All the confidentiality blown. At another station, an individual board member has taken it on himself to draft a job description, send it out, and ask people to send him their resumes. The person who does the hiring is the executive director. And so that is specified in the bylaws. I know you know that. And what we're just developing are procedures so that everybody doesn't run around like a bunch of, in chaotic ways, so that there is one set of guidelines that all stations, follow, and that will be debated at the PNB at the December 19th meeting. And as you have pointed out, I think it's useful for everybody to know, there are no members of the public who are on that Zoom, only members of the PNB and folks like the general counsel, executive director. But you can listen into open session on streams, and this issue about GM and PD search will be an open session.
I understand. That's why I sent to the entire board, and what I'm trying to do is to make our LSB to let our representative, our directors know that we will not allow other people. We are voted to
say, Your Honor, this is not a question. You can send that and people will consider it. You're welcome to do all of it. This was a time for questions. We will move on. If there are no other questions regarding the PNB report, we will move on to LSB committee reports. We've allotted as much as 5 minutes. Cheryl, you have your hand up? You're muted, Cheryl.
Thank you. Sometimes people need a little context.
I'm sorry. I accidentally muted you. Pardon me.
That's all right. We're good now.
Do it again.
So sometimes people need a little context for their question, and I'm wondering if that's, I don't know what Adriana was trying to ask, but I'm wondering if that's what was happening, and I would like to know on this issue.
Well, as the chair, I was listening, and she had managed to ask a question that Susan answered, and then Ms. Castaneda was making her case for her position on the issue, and that's not a question for the chair. She's welcome to do that. But during this period of the PNB report and questions, that's out of order. And so that was the ruling of the chair.
Okay. Is it possible to just ask her if she had a question?
I did.
Orders of the day, please.
Yes. We will move on to, KPFT LSB committee reports. Is there a report from development and outreach? Actually, I think the chair of that committee has just rotated off. Adriana, do you have a report for the
development
and outreach?
Point of information?
Yes, your point of information?
Yes. I want to know when will be the option for us, the members, to bring a motion, because I want to bring a motion about this that we were talking to inform and to help our PNB directors to know what we think.
Then you may make that motion.
Sir.
You have it in writing, are you prepared to read the motion so that it can be transcribed in the minutes and people can know what they're voting on.
Yes, sir. It's at the end of the email that I sent, and I put KPFT LSB must direct their PNB reps to vote against this motion that stripped the powers and duties of its LSB. The KPFT delegates were voted by their membership to represent them and cannot relinquish their right to select the finalists for GM and PD. That is the motion, because I want our representatives to know that our KPFT LSP want to have our rights to interview and make a real pool of candidates for who will be the general manager and the PD. I agree with everybody that the executive director, according to the bylaws, select for the pool that we create. But to create a pool, we need to be sure that we can interview and we can talk to the candidates.
Your Honor, I'm going to rule the motion out of order. The executive director is the sole person who does that. The LSB, as it has been explained about a dozen times, not at this meeting, but over time, does not have a role. We evaluate the current manager, or in this case, IGM, and we make that report available to the executive director. And that is the person, that is the decider. I rule your motion out of order.
Sir, you are reading a different duty. But you read B to screen and select the pool.
I can't read anything. I don't have anything in front of me. I asked if you could read the motion.
The pool of candidates. I'm not talking about evaluating. I'm talking about the right of our LSP to select a pool of candidates for the general manager position. And then the executive director will select from that pool.
Susan, would you like to respond?
Yeah, let me just respond. What Adriana is bringing up, incredibly important issue, okay? And the motion drafted by the personnel committee, I have forwarded it to everybody. It will be voted on at the December 19 meeting. I encourage you to reply to those of us who are still serving on the PNB. That's myself, Marianne, Egberto, and Teresa, with your questions and comments and recommendations. We are the ones who serve. And so that's why it's so important about who you elect, because we have the decision-making capacity. If there is something that goes against the bylaws, then that cannot occur. And there are lots of debates and challenges about that. You've heard a number of them tonight. But we work with our general counsel, we work with our executive director, and what we have put forward out of the personnel committee is a proposed procedure. Please look at it carefully and send back your comments, your questions, and your recommendations for change.
Jerry Fowler, you have your hand up? Excuse me, Adrian. Jerry Fowler, you have your hand up? No,
I took it down.
Okay. All right. Is there more discussion?
I challenge the ruling of the chair. I think that the motion is valid. You can vote it down if you don't.
Then we'll take a vote. You challenge the ruling of the chair. The chair's ruling was that the motion was out of order. I'll come back to you again, Jerry, if you have your hand up, but make sure this. I'll come back.
I will, since Adriana has raised the point again, she has not put a motion before the chair. I cannot see it in anything she wrote.
And that's what we're going to take a vote on. Excuse me, Adriana. I made a ruling. The ruling is that the motion, such as it was, is out of order. You've challenged the motion, so we will take a vote. Will the secretary please call the roll? A yes vote sustains the ruling of the chair that the motion was out of order. A no vote says that is a vote that the chair is full of crap and that the motion was good. Cheryl, before we take the vote, do you have your hand back up?
I do, thanks. I'm wondering if we can all save time and egos by maybe before doing this vote, just getting a one sentence, here's the motion, you rule on it, and then we see if we need to proceed in this manner.
The problem is, the ruling was challenged. So let me see if I can save time this way. Is there any opposition? Well, no, we know that there's opposition. So we have to take a vote. So will the chair please call the roll? As I said, a yes vote is to sustain the chair's ruling. A no vote is to tell the chair that he's full of crap.
I'll start the roll call, and I'd like to respectfully revise the no vote into slightly different wording that I'll leave up to the group here. But again, a yes is out of order, and a no is in good order. No, Rob.
A yes is to sustain the chair's ruling. A no vote is to disavow the chair's ruling.
Correct. I like that better. Okay. Thank you. Okay. With that, here we go. Melissa Bowie, and I hope I'm saying that right. Are you on?
Melissa, you're muted.
He's saying, yes. Yeah.
Well, I saw the thumbs up, but we need to hear it. We'll come back to you while you.
We need to hear it verbally, Melissa.
And until she gets her mic worked out, please move on, Rob. We'll be here all night.
Lillian Kerr is absent. Ayana, how do you vote?
I vote no.
No. Okay. Thank you. Raja Chopra, are you?
He's not answering. Move on. We'll come back around and give him another chance.
Joseph, go ahead. Did I hear somebody?
And it's not Joseph Davis next. It's Glenn Etienne.
Oh, okay. Joseph is off. All right. Let me make a note of that. Glenn.
Yes. Etienne.
Yes. All right. Lyndon Foley.
Yes.
Jerry Fowler.
Yes.
Rhonda Garner.
Abstain.
And I think we'll take that.
Robert Gartner.
We'll come back to Rob.
No, so Rhonda voted abstain. Did Robert Gardner?
We've got a Rhonda voting. I have her down. Robert, we're going to come back to. I cannot hear him. Rob Lee, I'll vote yes. Stuart Nance?
Yes.
Thank you. Sean or Mac?
I vote yes, but you missed Anita Long and Cheryl Lynn and Mary Ann.
And Mike Lewis.
Cheryl?
I'm not sure the motion had a chance to be said, so I'm going to abstain.
Okay, you're going to abstain. Mike Lewis? And we'll come back to Mike. And there was one other name.
Anita Long and Marianne Martinez.
Yes. Anita?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And actually, I do see them. I see them. Sorry. Okay. Marianne was a yes.
No, I hadn't answered yet, yes. But I do say yes.
I apologize for jumping ahead. Did I hear Anita?
Yes. She said yes.
Okay. All right. Mac, we've got a yes. Tori Mercer.
Yes.
Okay. Rick Norris. We'll come back. Jane Scheidler.
Yes.
Okay. Stuart Nance. We'll come back. Ron.
Already voted yes. I think he already voted yes. He took them out of order.
Okay. Very, very good.
I've already voted.
Stubers.
Yes.
Thank you. All right. Michael Woodson.
Yes.
Thank you. Colby Wright.
Yes.
Susan Young.
Yes.
And Debbie Smith is absent. Did we?
Did Ted Stewart Dance's vote?
Lewis. Did we get anything from Mike? Okay. Was there anyone that is present now that was not present that was unable to vote? Okay. So with that, I would say that the motion carries.
You need to tell us how it carried or did not.
How many?
Okay. Numbers.
All right.
We need that for the minutes.
Okay. So, yes, abstain.
Mac, were you ever able to record Melissa's vote?
No, we were not. Melissa, if you want to vote, have you gotten unmuted?
Yes. So I'm not sure. So I sustain.
Okay.
Sorry, I said yes, but I sustain.
Okay. So add one there, Rob, and tell us what the tally is.
All right. I'm still working on that.
Michael get to vote because I noticed he just came back on.
Yes, I did.
Michael, do you have a vote? Michael.
Yeah, I voted yes. Yes.
Okay, Mike Lewis, yes. Sorry, this is tedious.
We don't envy your job, Rob.
I have 16 yes, 1 no, and 3 abstain.
Okay, so the chair's ruling is sustained. So we will go on to the KPFT LSB committee reports. I didn't hear anyone speak up regarding development and outreach. Finance committee?
I can speak if you would like me to give a report for development outreach.
Sure, yes.
Okay, our highest priorities are filling up positions on the MLK and the MLK parade. If we are asked by Irish Heirs, we will be happy to assist with St. Patrick's Day parade. And we intend to participate in the Art Car Parade and probably in June the Gay Pride Parade. But we are encouraging programmers to ask us, knowing that we will assist them in participating in these parades, which I think they should be, you know, they're serving the people that are watching these parades. Also, I wanted to thank Susan Phillips, who worked with Wally James Progressive Forum, Egberto Willis, Howard and Robin, who assisted those people who gave statements. I hope that you've heard some of them. We had, I think, 14 people who I had talked to over the course of 5 years, or had been, their name had been given to me, and they had stories about Pacifica. And I thought they were very profound and sometimes entertaining. And Tori Mercer and I are talking about planning a picnic of sorts in a park and encouraging KPFT listeners to come and bring a picnic basket, maybe have a food truck, have games, or, bring your horseshoes or whatever, and maybe have programmers who would like to attend and meet the public. If you would be interested in something like that, please make a statement in the chat or contact me. I will put my phone number in the chat. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you. Finance, Lyndon?
Okay.
Anything to report?
Yes, thank you. We did receive the financials, or the income statements, consolidated income statements for the third quarter, and I sent that out, piggybacked on something that Susan had sent out. So I think I got everybody, and I'm going to go through those just a little bit right now. So on the Excel spreadsheet, if you, those listening at home that aren't on the board, and those all are on the board, can all look at it. We have consolidated, then we have the national office, the five stations, and the affiliates. So I'll just look at the, compare the 9 months ending September, I mean, the 9 months ending June, from last year to this year. And on a consolidated basis, Pacifica lost $1.5 million last year for those 9 months. And this year we have, we're positive territory at $708,000. Now I'll go to KPFT. And last year we were at $130,000 in the positive. This year we're at $111,000. So it's a slight dip, but still good. PFW was at a negative $100,000. This year they're at a negative $130,000. WBAI, 2 years ago, they were, for the total year, they were at a negative $278,000. The 9 months ending June of 2023, last year they were at negative $314,000. And this year they've upped that and they are at a negative $326,000. KPFK, another station that has been in a lot of financial trouble the last 3 years or so. 2 years ago, they lost $493,000 in a total year. The 9 months ending June of 2023, they lost $452,000. This year, they've made a really substantial improvement, and they're just at a negative $16,000. KPFA, which has been a stalwart of the system long before I was ever associated with this, with it, lost money 2 years ago at $322,000, but in last year, their 9 months were at a negative $130,000. This year, they're at a positive $1.362 million. And there's the story right there of the turnaround in Pacifica Consolidated's numbers. The national office has a tab. They have, their losses are less this year, but that's just a reflection of the system as a whole. Now, I'd also point out that if anybody's looking at the national office tab on line 27, they would be able to see central station, central services from stations. And, you know, it's $11,884 a month. And it's, you know, I'm looking at, quite a, quite a few months here, 10 or 12 months, and it's all $11,884 that's paid in to the national office. And if you'll go back to the tab for KPFT, you'll see our central services that we pay, that's that $11,884. So although KPFA has been paying, but theirs is in some weird, convoluted, mixed up way. They have been paying some, but on that line, KPFT is the only one that is showing up with central services being paid. And I just wanted to point that out. So does anybody have any questions?
Hearing none. Hearing none, and I don't see, wait, I do see a hand. Ron Stubbers, you have your, Stubbers, you have your hand up?
Yeah, actually, Lyndon, you, in your email, you noted, the defunct archives.
Yes. So, we had an archives, division that was separate. And they were supposed to be supported by a central services payment also, and which you'll see, and you'll see these central services payments in all of these, financial, all, everybody's income statements because they were, because they're accrued. And I was just pointing out that we actually paid ours. But yes, the archives, we finally, they've been folded in to the national office.
National.
Yeah. Okay. And some really good things have been happening with the archives. As a matter of fact, I was just listening to a Bob Dylan, his very first time on air, which is at WBAI. I bought that CD several years ago. I just happened to listen to that today. That's, you know, some of the quality of stuff that we have in our archives. And so Susan may jump in here and go over what is happening with the archives right now, but they have been rolled in and we,
they're just being folded into the national.
Yeah. And we let go of some personnel. They weren't, our, right. The job was not really getting done. So Susan.
Good job, Lyndon. Thank you.
Susan. And you muted yourself immediately after. Susan.
I prefer to not listen to myself. I don't blame anybody else.
If we have okay. to, then.
Pacifica Radio Archives is one of the most valuable assets anyone has anywhere. It's a national treasure. And there have been 80,000 tapes and then other materials that have been in storage that is not safe. Things are molding, moldy boxes. And in this last year, we managed to enter into an agreement with the Library of Congress. And they will digitize all 80,000 tapes and other materials.
Yeah.
So what the staff that was there, they didn't know how to digitize. They were doing 1,000 a year. Okay, that's 80 years worth, okay? So now we're going to get the entire thing digitized, 20,000 a year. We will still own all of the intellectual property. We will still own the tapes if we want to re-receive them. So this is an extraordinary way to protect that archive forever.
Great. Thanks. Yeah, I appreciate that. I do note actually also going through the financials, and I don't want to, you know, belabor detail stuff.
That, oh, go ahead. Please.
That, well, the KPFT numbers last year to this year show substantial improvement, so I appreciate that. I think that's a Sandy thing, and I know there's some tough decisions in doing that as well. I do see that the contract line has gone up fairly significantly. Is that let's see.
Yes, it has. Sandy could.
So did we switch? We switched some stuff to contract from.
I think he just started paying more hours, but he'll handle that.
Okay.
You're muted, Sandy. Sandy, you're muted.
Then if I might, thank you. You're right. The contract hours did go up, and in next year's budget, you'll see them go up again. This is a reflection of bringing in people to help programmers become live as board ops, where we can't get volunteers. We're talking about, you know, 5 day a week things in some cases. But we only have one full-time employee. That's it. That's the FCC minimum. Yeah. So everybody else is a part-time contractor. And that means covering membership. That means covering, the tech area. That means covering programming. That means covering, a lot of different things, including managing the station, that's what shows up, Ron, right on that line.
Got it.
That's what you're seeing. We have about, 4.25 full-time equivalents parsed into $15 an hour jobs amongst, I think, 12 people now. So that gives you a little flavor for it.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Linda.
Okay. There are no other questions. I don't think we have a governance committee report. MSRC, how do you want to handle that, Susan? We were going to go into executive session at the end.
That's where I was saying that was incorrect in the agenda. Okay. I'm going to give a report for what's called the Management Selection Review Committee. That is KPFT's equivalent of a personnel committee. And during this last year, one of the most important things we did, perhaps the most important thing, was to do the bylaws required evaluation, performance evaluation of the general manager. The instruments that we used for that were first a survey of local station board members, what are the various duties under his job description and what is your perception of his performance. We also provided the general manager with kind of a report card. That was something that he helped develop, which we think general managers should use across the system. And that are things like, what has happened with membership? What has happened with listenership? How many trainings have there been? That sort of thing. We got back the surveys. The Management Selection Review Committee met in executive session. That means that anyone who is in the meeting must have a current non-disclosure agreement. We've been given that form by the general counsel at Pacifica. Without that, you don't get to participate. We also caution everybody that everything, all the discussion, all the materials are all confidential. That is to comply with labor law. If revealing people's personal information or making derogatory statements about them puts the entire foundation at risk. We had a last meeting in executive session. The committee did. We reviewed the surveys. We agreed on a sort of a summary report of process and outcomes to give a report to the local station board. At our last meeting in November, the MSRC met on November 18. The LSB met on November 20. We had an executive session at the very end of that meeting. And we gave the report to everybody, and it was agreed that the report and the raw surveys be sent to the executive director. A reminder is that the general managers report to the executive director. The LSBs evaluate them, but general managers do not report to the local station boards. It's one of the ways that our bylaws are kind of complex and confusing.
If there's nothing else, we have some unfinished business, which this is the first time we've had this since I've been chair. We were going to circle back around. Yes, Susan, we were going to circle back around and, put together a cogent motion, regarding the, ballot. Before we get to that, we have a couple hands up. Stuart?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask Susan to clarify. You said the report and raw surveys were to be sent to the executive director. Did that actually happen?
I'm doing it.
Okay, so it's to be done.
It's to be done, yes. Okay. I mean, it's my bad.
Okay, no problem. I just wanted to be clear. Thank you.
Adriana, do you have a question for Susan?
No, sir. I was saying that we received the email with the motion and was calling the attention to vote in that motion.
Are you talking about the email that I just responded to?
No, yeah, sir.
We're not going to revisit that.
I'm talking about the voting. The motion.
You're talking about the voting.
That Susan sent.
Okay. Yes. So did you have a question? I'm trying to understand.
I think she was just pointing out that I sent the motion.
Talking about the issue. I raised my hand.
And I'm trying to find out why you raised your hand. Do you have a question or can Susan proceed with the motion?
Do you want me to say it again, sir? Yes, I raised my hand when we received the email to call the attention that we need to vote in that motion. Then you start talking about that, and now I don't have anything else more to say. Thank you.
All right. Sorry for the confusion. Susan?
Yes, as Adriana pointed out, I just sent it an email. This should have been in the agenda, our apologies. I'm going to read this motion, and it is basically the standard that is required by people who serve most of the time for us and for many others as tellers, a guy named Terry Goodman and the assistant teller, Sarah Roos. Resolved that the election of KPFT local station board members to serve, and I'm making this motion, to serve as chair, vice chair, secretary, and treasurer shall be conducted via electronic mail with Terry L. Goodman serving as chair of tellers and Sarah Roos serving as secondary ballot recipient and teller. Further resolved that all currently serving KPFT local station board members are authorized to vote and will be sent voting instructions and ballots via email by one of the tellers on or after December 12, 2024, and that the polls shall close 7 days after the ballots are sent at 11:59 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The chair of tellers will distribute preliminary tally results to all voters soon after the tellers agree on those results. If for some reason Terry Goodman or Sarah Roos are unwilling or unable to conduct these elections, the chair, the LSB chair, is authorized to designate other neutral persons to do so. If quorum is not met by the close of polls, the chair of tellers is authorized to reopen the polls and declare a new deadline. Election ties are to be resolved and the final results declared by the person presiding at the next meeting of the local station board members after the preliminary tally distribution. The final results should be ratified by a vote of the local station board members. By the way, I'm sorry, it says delegates, it should say local station board members. To facilitate these elections after the adoption of this motion, the secretary or secretary pro tem shall send to both tellers the roster of current KPFT members, local station board members with email addresses, the names of the nominated candidates and the position to which they have been nominated, and the exact text of this motion finally adopted. Is there a second?
I second it.
Is there any objection to the motion as set out? Hearing no objection, the motion carries.
Thank God.
Because he didn't want to read it again.
Thank you, okay. Susan.
Is there any new business? Hearing none. Next motion, yes?
I asked a question. Please, I don't know who, Rob, maybe you are supposed to be doing that. Can we make a new KPFT LSB list with the new members included there and take from there the old members?
We are actively engaged in cleaning that up.
Yes. And we send to all these to put that list there, and then everybody will receive the same information.
Yes.
Thank you.
Been working on that for a day and a half now. Stuart?
Yeah, so just to clarify, the motion that was just approved about electing the local station board officers, are we going to have to do the same thing with the PNB representatives from KPFT as well? And is that basically the same process just at the next meeting?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
It'll be a slightly different process. We'll go into an assembly of delegates for that one. Because it's the delegates who elect the directors to the PNB. This is a fine tuning that some people agree with and others don't.
Okay.
Is it appropriate that I explain that now?
No. We'll wait until next time.
Okay.
Because we'll just have to repeat it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Now, the next item on the agenda is to determine dates for that delegate meeting. For the election of PNB directors, the bylaws, I have it on good authority, call for that meeting to be held sometime in early January. Does anyone have a suggestion? Susan, I thought you might.
Guess what? Guess who talks a lot? So I suggest that we meet the second Wednesday in January. That follows the pattern we've had, that at that meeting we decide if we want to continue to have our meetings be the second Wednesday of the month, and that we convene that as both a delegates meeting and a local station board meeting. We'll conduct most of the business as a local station board. As Cheryl suggested, maybe we'd need to, it'd be good to explain it now. But the local station board acts as delegates to elect people to the national board. So we'll have both of those meetings sandwiched together.
So the motion is that we have the next LSB meeting and the delegate meeting for the election of PNB directors on the second Wednesday of January. Is there a second?
I second that.
Is there any objection? Going once, going twice, then the motion carries. And we will confirm the next meeting of the LSB for, I don't have my calendar in front of me, but the second.
January 8th.
January 8th. Okay. Rhonda, you have your hand up?
Yes, I did. I see we're at the end of the agenda, and I noticed that there wasn't anything under new business. I was wondering.
I called for new business. Go ahead.
Thank you. Appreciate that. So, Sandy, I was wondering if you would want to speak to us new members and, of course, all of us with regards to how we can help with regards to raising more money. Do you have any particular like type of event or something? And by the way, you've been doing great with all of the other things that have been going on. But with regards to us in helping you, how can we help you to develop that?
Sandy, are you still with us?
I am, Mac. Yes. If you want me to weigh in. Again, we have our brunch coming up. That's one way to raise money. That's an event, and there's room for the, for you at that event. So start by attending. It would be a way of engaging and also supporting the station. As far as planning future events goes, we have a calendar of parades that Teresa read off already. They're not necessarily fundraisers, Rhonda. We're working on a party for March. For our birthday, which will be a fundraiser and hopefully incorporated into the February fund drive. Beyond that, there aren't any grand plans for, let's call them public fundraising events. That doesn't mean there won't be and won't be soon. I think as we reach the end of the year here and I'll take a breath and then plan for the early turnaround, it'll take a little while, but we'll catch up. We'll get there. If you have some ideas, like to hear them, or anybody else for that matter, we like the opportunity to, hear what you got to say. The fajita dinner, the brunch, the boat rides we've been doing, Those are all new to KPFT, so to speak.
And
I hope that's helpful. Sure it is.
I would recommend, Rhonda, that you get involved with the Development and Outreach Committee, because that's what that's about, developing sources of funds and outreach to the community that will help drive the development of funds.
Mac, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, go ahead.
One thing we have ongoing is calling lapsed donors. We're trying to get that organized and make that a regular habit for next year. So again, we need to make sure that we don't have a whole, 40, 50 people in the building at one time. But if we have a group of people that are interested in calling lapsed donors, and we already have, I would say, 3 or 4 that are pretty faithful to the cause, and you'd like to join in, that's a great way of helping out.
Thank you.
Jane, you have your hand up?
I was just going to say a few words in favor of what I call personal fundraising. I reached out to all of my friends on Facebook and gave them just the elevator speech, which is, 4 or 5 sentences, and saying, I'm so happy to be on this board and the contribution that KPFT makes, and inviting them, even if they join $5 a month, that's a sustaining member. And I think if us can look at our own, the people we associate with, what are clubs and groups we're in, that we all have like-minded people that we associate with, and just kind of them a little bit and say, you know what? I'm involved with this audio station, and you might want to be involved with it too.
Thank you. Thanks for everyone who's put in their input. I'm pretty aware of the events that KPFT has going on. I know about the brunch that's coming up. I know that we're needing good, some attendance there. So I guess I was talking more about in the spirit of us being a new board. Okay. If there was any type of special fundraisers that the LSB should particularly take charge of, I'm not saying that I have the idea for that. I'm just bringing it up for discussion with regards to how we as the board specifically, and I understand the personal motivations, but your own private way of doing things for this station and asking your neighbors and your associates and so on and so forth. So I just wanted to add that because, as some people know, I've been on the board before and I know most of the things that Sandy mentioned that we do in general to support our station. And I was wondering, I was just speaking as a new member of the board and if there were any plans for any grand fundraising ideas or dreams or wishes for this,
Rhonda, respectfully, that isn't new business, but that is exactly the business of development and outreach. That's exactly what they're doing.
I understand so that.
Please get involved with that committee.
I will.
Okay.
Stuart, perception that I got. That's why I wanted to make the comment that I did about the spirit of us being a board and is there any business. Okay. So I'm done. Thank you for the meeting tonight. Everybody have a good time.
Stuart, you have your hand up?
Yeah, Rhonda, one thing that we have done, I and others on this local station board have matched $1 for each sustaining pledge during fund drives. And look, every nonprofit board I've ever worked on, every member of the board had a quota. You could write a check or you could raise money. I'm not suggesting that be part of what we're talking about here, but I know that I don't remember which drive. I think it was last spring. And there were several of us that said for each new sustaining membership that came in, we were each individually going to contribute $1 to match that. And it was very successful. And Sandy, if I recall correctly, we also put a cap on it so that it wouldn't exceed. So I think it was $37 or I don't even remember. The point is it's a, gesture, but it's also impactful. And it says, hey, we're members of the board. And, you know, I've got my own goals as a programmer that I have to achieve as well. But I thought it was important, and I know several of us did that. So thank you, Mac, and thanks, Rhonda, for the question.
Is there a motion? Sandy, you got something else?
I know you want to wrap it up, Mac, and I appreciate everything that you do and everybody else does. We had a fundraising task force, and we had a grant writing task force on this board a couple of years ago. It disappeared. Grant writing is problematic, giving our audit statements. However, I am told that we can isolate KPFT's finances, and we can show stability over a couple of years and being good citizens paying the bills. And with that comes a chance of obtaining grant money where we wouldn't if we look at it from the whole as Pacifica. So those two task forces, I would encourage reinvigorating, re-energizing, and focus on goodwill outreach and fundraising. All the other motions and arguments over bylaws are dandy. But quite frankly, you want to hire people, you want to expand the station, we're going nowhere unless we get together and raise, I would say, another $150,000 a year. So just a couple of words of reality for you. That's where we are, okay?
What was the other one that you mentioned? I didn't catch it.
It was a fundraising task force that Ms. Williams was heading up, and she did a couple things, including she created I think it was 53 for 53 at the time, or 52 for 52, which we've continued in that spirit. And so things of that nature, you know, creating these campaigns. She had a couple of other ideas for fundraising. You know, akin to selling popcorn or car washes or whatever. That was one. And then the grant writing task force, which Dr. Faust was heading up and still continues to help on occasion. But for those of you with those skills that can write grants or would like to get involved there, that would be welcome. Again, we can isolate our finances locally, which look pretty damn good to the rest of Pacifica. So maybe we can get a few dollars in grant money. However we do it, we've got to raise more money. So everybody on this board, I don't know why you're here, but again, goodwill outreach and fundraising is why I hope you're here and why I hope your efforts will go into this year. Thanks. Sorry, Mac. Now you can call for that motion.
Motion to adjourn.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Not debatable.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any objection to adjournment? Going once, going twice, hearing none. Hasta later.
Thank you.
Happy holidays, everyone. Please be careful out there.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jay.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Good night, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.